Many times we talk about tshuva as parents, as friends, to ourselves. We say to ourselves, I did this thing, I want to become a better person, I want to do tshuva. Especially before the high days, before Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and all the months of Elul, we talk about tshuva. We try to define what is tshuva, how do I do tshuva. Something we don't always define. From what do I do tshuva? What is good and what is bad? Sometimes it's very easy to define it. Helping a person usually is good, a good thing. Not keeping Shabbat, unless it's for something necessary to save others' lives, it's a bad thing. Some things are very hard to define. Sometimes even helping a person could be a bad thing. If I have a friend who I can now help him and give him a bit of money for tzedakah, but if I won't give him the money, he'll find the way to stand on his own feet, and to the future he'll be able to support himself. Maybe helping him now is ruining his future. Some things are very hard to define, especially when we aren't talking about mitzvot which are written in the Torah as black and white. Rav Kook teaches us in the 9th chapter of Avot HaTshuva, when we do tshuva, when we talk about tshuva, we have to define it all, what is good and what is bad. You can't do tshuva before you have a definition. It's very nice to talk about tshuva, of how it's important, of what to do, how can I become a better person, but first, I should know the way. It's like someone shooting an arrow, and only then, marking around it. First, define what tshuva. First, set your goals. Then, find the way how to achieve them.